Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. One of my resolutions this year was to clear the backlog of vinyl on my shelves awaiting transfer to digital, and I'm happy to say that this year has been more successful than last. Today's programme showcases some of those new transfers and some others from sources around the world. To open, here's Joseph Seal, at the time musical director for ABC Theatres, with the 12th Street Rag. Most of Joseph Seal's vinyl releases were recorded on the Wurlitzer from the ABC Regal Cinema in Kingston-upon-Thames, in its new home in the Brentford Musical Museum, but that Pye release was taped in the organ's original home and published in 1966. There's no telling the true condition of a record until it's played, so I was delighted that a copy of an American Camden LP on my shelves gave me a better transfer than what was already in my digital library. This is Robert Brereton, who was better known in the classical organ world, with a track he recorded on the Wurlitzer in New York's Paramount Theatre in 1960, the Seguidilla from his Carmen Suite.
Thank you.
I've also added some CDs to the library, and this next selection is one such, from a budget Hallmark compilation of material supplied by OS Digital, for which I already have most of the album's original releases. This Brian Sharp track of Vivian Ellis's novelty Coronation Scott featured the Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom Blackpool with some electronic additions. Coronation Scott, written by Vivian Ellis to celebrate the famous steam locomotives that operated from June 1937 on the West Coast Main Line from Houston to Glasgow for a journey time of 6.5 hours. Reginald Dixon taped several albums after his retirement from the Tower Company in 1970 and which continued to be released by EMI. This arrangement of the Bronislaw Caper theme for the 1952 Leslie Caron film Lily featured Reg in 1976 on the Ex-Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, then in the BBC Playhouse, Manchester. Thank you. by Lily Hilow, Race Dixon and BBC Theatre Organ No. 3. Back to the Tower, and to Race Dixon's successor, Ernest Broadbent, for whom I had several LPs waiting to be digitised. One of these was his More Requests from the Tower Ballroom, which features a highly unusual and much appreciated selection of different titles, in addition to some of the usual fare. This is a lesser-known George Scott Wood composition from 1938, Shy Serenade. Through the medium of the internet, these shows have gained an audience from around the world. I was contacted by an Australian listener, Bron Foreman, to ask if I could obtain a recording of a concert by Tony Fenelon in March, the last on the Wurlitzer in Kingston Town Hall, Melbourne, before lockdown. All permissions have now been obtained, so here, courtesy of the City of Kingston and their Kingston Arts production team, and of course the artist himself, is Vincent Newman's The Carioca. Thank you. The Carioca, with thanks also to Mark Arnold for the recording and concert organisers, the Victoria Division of the Theatre Organ Society of Australia. A posting on Facebook alerted me to the sale of a record collection in the USA, and I was able to purchase a number of LPs that either I didn't have or for which I had a poor copy. The condition of the 1959 Decca LP Moonbeams by Jesse Crawford, featuring an unnamed organ, proved to be far superior to the copy I had. I hope you enjoy Dorothy Fields and Fritz Kreisler's Stars in My Eyes. While the audio fidelity of cassette releases was often surprisingly good, the CD version is by its very nature better. So when Frank Penico's My Final Vision CD turned up for sale in the US, my assistant in Florida, Jack Ryan, grabbed it, so we now have both versions. It's a recording of Frank's concert for the American Theatre Organ Society Convention in 1993, the last public concert held in the Chicago Stadium before the structure was demolished. The Barton's acoustic in that massive arena is nothing short of stunning. We'll be right back. The Beer Barrel Polka, the last house organist, Frank Pellico, recorded during the last public concert of the Barton Organ in the Chicago Stadium. It's time for me to go, so it's goodbye for now from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.